Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is America's most notorious criminal. He is currently serving 9 life sentences at Corcoran State Prison in California, and he gets a call once a month, so I don't know if we're lucky or not, but he's using his one call this month to visit with us this morning. We say hello to Charles Manson, the mastermind of the Manson murders back in the 60s. Hi, Charles.
Man, I ain't murdered nobody, and I ain't on your show. You're on my show, man.
We're on your show.
It's a show that nobody owns because it's owned by everybody. You think them multinationals want to own this show? Ain't nobody got no sweat to drop in the service of plowing your fields, man.
So what should we call you during this interview, Charles?
Man, you can call me Charlie. You can call me Charles. Others call me the devil. Some say I'm Jesus. But look at the truth, man. They all the same person. I ain't got nothing but what you want me to be. That's all I am.
Oh, my God.
Do you get to watch TV there in prison? Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Man, I've been watching TV since before it was invented. And I tell you one thing. The Super Bowl is not a game. It's not a game you watch on TV. The real Super Bowl is the one battled in your mind. It's when you line up with your other self on that other line of the scrimmage, and then you say hut, and then you collide, and then you're locked in an eternal battle of which one of yourselves is going to win. Which one of you is going to put on that ring of identity at the end of that game and be crowned a champion of that world of illusion you created 4 downs at a time? You ask yourself that, man.
All right. Not sure I follow. But
does that mean you rooted for Tom Brady to win?
You don't follow. You don't have to follow nobody. You follow yourself. You follow yourself right into the grave of leadership, man.
What? So were you rooting for Tom Brady or not?
Man, Tom Brady is a concept. He's a concept.
A concept.
You think Tom Brady's a hero, a 5-time Super Bowl winner. Others think he's a cheater and a liar. But you know what he is? He's your projection, man. He's a concept in your mind. You find your fear. You find your dreams, and that's where you'll find Tom Brady, and then I'll dance just like this.
Charles.
He's dancing.
Charles, this is Charles Manson.
Took a dump that looked like the state of Wyoming, man.
Charles Manson from prison in California.
So why did you come on our show? Why are you here?
Look, man, I'm 89 years old. 89 years old. That means I'm only going to live 63 more years. I got to be doing as many interviews as possible, man.
Well, it sounds like you're nearing the end, maybe.
Man, I was convicted for giving life. Convicted for giving life.
You're convicted for taking it.
Yeah, murders.
No, man, look, life is death, man. You can't have life without death. It's a circle, a yin and a yang. It's symbiotic binary, man. So by giving the gift of death to them so-called people back in 1969, I gave the world life. Convicted of giving the world life. That's why they convicted Jesus, man.
Oh, get off the space shuttle, Charles.
You're Pontius Pilate, and I'm the closer. I'm Bruce Sutter in the 9th inning of existence, man. If you want to convict me for giving birth to the world, I'll bust you in the ass.
Well, we didn't convict you. A court convicted you a long time ago.
Man, I'll tell you what I'm going to convict you of. I'm going to convict you when I see you at Ticket Stock. I'm going to be there at Ticket Stock, man. I'm going to put a boot in your ass, man. How you think about that? I'm going to dance to my head.
Uh-oh.
Look at me.
Charles?
Oh, man.
That's it.
I'm betting he will not be a Ticket Stock.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's getting out of the big house.
Would that be a better headliner than Cal Ripken Jr.?
Better? Morally, no. No, that would not be better.
From an attendance standpoint, would the P1 rather have their picture taken with Charles Manson or Cal Ripken Jr.?
I hate to know the answer to that.